Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 22nd. Job 4-7, Spotlight. Imagine a stage with a simple scene before you. The stage lights shine on four men at a campfire ring, one of them in the middle, his clothes torn and disheveled, his hair wild, his skin pockmarked with sores and scabs. A narrator has just finished his introduction, and the central figure pours out his anguish, closing his complaint with the plaintive, "I have no peace, no quietness, I have no rest, but only turmoil." We know that the three observers are friends of Job, the central figure. They've come from long distances to comfort their fabled friend in his misery. The three have been sitting with him in silence for an entire week, showing their support and friendship for Job. The main lights fade, and a single spotlight shines on one of the three friends. Eliphaz begins to unpack what he has been thinking about ever since he heard of Job's plight. He has seen with his own eyes the utter devastation in which his friend now lives. So it is time to offer his take on the big question, why? If I may summarize Eliphaz's monologue, it amounts to something like this. A, righteous people are not visited with calamity, especially repeated and worsening troubles. God does not punish good people. A spirit told me that. B, people suffer consequences like this only because they do really bad stuff. And C, ergo, something wicked is going on with you, Job. This argument, or friendly attack on Job, carries through all the prognostications of Job's three friends, expressed in various ways and at multiple emotional levels, extended, rounded out, and agreed to by Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. Yet Job never agrees with them, beginning with Eliphaz. So the spotlight shifts back to Job, who, searching his heart and gauged by his actions, offers up his innocence. His conscience and his actions are clear. He has done no wrong. He is in utter agony and does not know why these disasters have befallen him. He is physically spent, his health ruined, his emotions swinging between grief, despair, and confusion. Where is God, in whom I have always trusted? The drama continues tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.